بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مش عارفه بلا الشيخ اول رومي وقت تبريز زمانه هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله وقدره صبح مدينه يشام مدينه یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بھلا جان کیا جام و مینا عالم بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. Friends, wallah, I'm not fit to translate these ashar. These are words which are inspired. These are words of a true lover, a person who's got, who really has love in his heart, and a person who's like me, who's bereft, who doesn't even know what the meaning of love, who hasn't got the quality of love, who doesn't understand what is love. How am I going to translate it? But nevertheless, we are really worth nothing. رضرت والا شفقت رضرت والا میں سستین اب آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. یو حضرت والا کالز اس اپ ٹیکس اور امتحان وی گیونگ اور سبق، اینڈ دس از جسٹ حضرت والا شفقت. ادر وائز ریئلی وی آر ناٹ، آئی کین ناٹ ایون، آئی کین ناٹ برنگ دیز ورڈ دا میننگز آف اٹ ٹو مائی ماؤتھ اینڈ ٹو مائی ٹنگ. نیور دا لیس، حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اور دادا شیخ حضرت علی عارف باللہ رومی زمانہ تبریز دورہ، شاہ حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، دیز پومز، دیز کپلٹس، ان ٹرو لو آف مدینہ شریف. اینڈ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے لا یؤمن احدکم حتی احدکم حتی اکون احب الیہ من والدہ وولدہ والناس اجمعین، دیٹ اے پرسن ایمان کین ناٹ بی پرفیکٹ، اٹ کین ناٹ بی کمپلیٹ انٹل آئی، دیٹ از انٹل نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از ناٹ مور بیلوڈ ٹو دیٹ پرسن، more than his parents, more than his offspring, more than his spouse, more than everybody else in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif that pull, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention it, make it known to the people. In kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum, eight things which are very, very dear to a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in this ayat, that if these things become more beloved to you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more beloved to you than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to pass. And from this, our Dada Shaykh has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word ahab, that naturally these are things for which you're going to have love. But ahab, these things shouldn't be more beloved to you than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in his compassion, that teaching us and making life so easy for us, really preparing that bowl of biryani or korma, whatever it is, everything prepared, giving it to us in a bowl, just eat it, just take it. Then make your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 51%, and everything else 49%, and from there build on, and now increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we are taught here, that if a person reads 2 rakat salah, and in two rakat salah, if he thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even once, he's got a pass mark. And when a person writes an examination, you don't aim just for the pass mark. You earn for it, you aim for a distinction. You say the sky is the limit. Now you thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now build on it. How I can get concentration. So these are ash'ar of true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These things which are linked to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi in the first couple of stages, Ye subh-e Madina, Ye sham-e Madina, Mubarak tujhe Ye qiyam-e Madina. That this morning, this rising sun of Madina Sharif, the atmosphere. Hazrat Allah says that one time when a group of the Saathis, what Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited Mauritius or reunion, wherever it was, and the group went out after Fajr was Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah Ali session. He used to love to see the beauty of the morning, and he used to say, "Subah ke subah ki thandi hawa, lakhon rupay ki dawa se behtar." So this was his passion. They went out all and they saw the beautiful sunrise, and everybody gave a comment, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything. And a person like me was bereft, who didn't know what is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, "There's nothing that I can say." So yeah, everything that is linked to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Hazrat Allah teaches us, that if a person is engaged to a girl by the name of Fatima, first it was Fatima and Fatli and Fatu and whatever is the case, now because he's engaged to Fatima, everything that is connected to Fatima became beloved to him. His mother sends him on an errand, he'll make sure that he goes past that area, past that road, just because he's now engaged to her. He'll go to Karisab to find out what is the pronunciation of Fatima. Everything that is connected to Fatima now, because there's a connection. If this connection can come between us and and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between us and we can get that passion for the object of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen. If all these things, the qualities, we can just bring into us, then how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will also become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Quran Sharif, "In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni," that if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will make you beloved, you will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says that all this person who has come to Medina Sharif, who is residing in Medina Sharif, whether temporarily, whether permanently, very Mubarak to you, the rising of the sun, the atmosphere of the morning, of the evening, everything that is connected to Medina Sharif, very, very fortunate you are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you stay here. This is the place where the Mubarak feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed. This is the place where the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had lived. This is the place where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala resided. This is the place where Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Uthman and Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Ali and Murtada radiallahu ta'ala, they all tread on this earth. How fortunate you are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you here. It is not our wealth and not that our effort that takes us there. It is only and only the compassion and karam and fadl and mercy and graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come there. So Mubarak today, ye Qiyam-e Medina, very, very blessed, very Mubarak to you that you are staying here. Congratulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted you and brought you here. Bala jaane kya jaamo meena e alam tera kaif e khushkharam e Medina. What can the world know? World looking for comfort, looking for serenity, looking for peace everywhere. What do the temptations and the luxuries and the comforts of this world know? You're staying here in Medina Sharif. You're being so close to the Rose Park. You're being so close that you can make salam to your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our Hazrat Allah teaches us, that we always go for safar, we stay going for umrah. What if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who comes right till here and doesn't visit me, he has oppressed me. It is the right of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what, a person, a foolish and stupid person like me, always going for umrah, what if I go to Medina Sharif? How why not that we take as undergo a safar solely and wholly to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What if we are there, we will make umrah. That now that I'm going to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am there, I'll make umrah. If it is a season of hajj, I'll go for hajj as well. But that bond with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we are taught here, as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, when his muridin used to write him a letter, if anybody said, did not write, that passed my salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi used to become very, very annoyed. And he used to write back and say, that what connection have you got with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know that I'm here, you know that I'm going to go to Rawdah Park. Couldn't you even say that I must pass your salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we learn here in this majalis that when you are there, you can just come from the Rawdah Park, you're meeting people who are still going in, tell them also pass your salam. Whoever you learn here that is going for Hajj, going for Umrah, going there, tell them to pass your salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, build a bond. But a loving relationship with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ فِي قَبْرِهِ حَيِّ Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, they are alive in their qabr. On the day of Jum'ah, when we send durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we are taught, our mouths are filthy, our tongues are dirty. What don't we say with these tongues? Then we tell Allah, Allahumma salli, oh Allah, you send us salutations and durood and salawat on our behalf to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Jum'ah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears the durood and the salawat directly. So build a bond and a loving connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Dada Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, Naqsh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Naqsh Nabi ke jannat ke raaste, Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That is, in following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will reach Jannah. And Allah se milate hai, what about Jannah? The creator of Jannah, you will be linked to the creator of Jannah if you follow in the footsteps in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further on, Nazrul Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہریوں میں ہر ایک دم پر مد نظر احترام مدینہ. Now that, oh person, you are here, the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to such a muqaddas place, such a blessed place. Now at every step, keep in mind and always consider the respect and the auspiciousness and the sacredness of this place. As Hazrat Allah teaches us that we go there, we are involved in the umbrellas. We are involved in the moving roofs and all that. Have we come here? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is right there. What have we come for? We are the only nation in the world who can just get your visa, get your passport in a few hours time. You are right in front of where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. And you can make salam to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other nation has got this privilege. No other nation has got this favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So har ek qadam par, on every step, all the time, in everything that a person does, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi loved his life in Medina Sharif, taught hadith Sharif in Medina Sharif, but never ever relieved himself within the boundaries of Medina Sharif. What respect they had. When Qasim Nanwardi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, going for Umrah, going for Hajj, when he was coming near to Medina Sharif, took off his shoes, the Khadim also thought he'll do it. And when he walked, the ground, the pebbles, the stones, when it started hurting the soles of the feet, he couldn't take it. The soles started bleeding. He wore his shoes again. But Hazrat, in that love, going quicker and quicker, how can I get quickly to my Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the love that they had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us just an inkling, just an iota, just an atom of it. Inshallah, beta paar ho jayega. So we make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala link us to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the true sense of the word. And this is true love. Medina, 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 Medina. Whole couple are just saying Medina, Medina. One time a person in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayh took the name of some European city or something. Hazrat said, "Wo kaun sa gaon ka naam hai?" That is, we get impressed with all this. New York and Paris and London and this and that and Hong Kong and whatever the place may be. When they took the name, said, "Wo kaun sa gaon ka naam hai?" That if there's a place in this world, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. What are those places? That our value is our value because of connection to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our value is that we will become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our connection with Medina Sharif. What are all these other places in the world? So true love says Medina, 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 Medina. Bada lutf deta hai, naam hai Medina. Just to take the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much pleasure it brings into the heart. How much now person is thinking of the well that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala bought and donated to the Muslimin, how the Mujahideen went out of here, how it is from this place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the deen of Islam, how it is the barakat of this place when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Makkah Sharif, sacrificing everything, coming to Medina Sharif, and the blessings that from here, today we have iman. Today we are believers. Today inshaAllah, through the barakat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the efforts of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this world of iman wa husni khatma wa afiyah, that we can be successful in the akhirah. If it wasn't for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, where would we have been? In which gullies would we have been? What would we have been doing? What would we have known who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? I still don't understand who Allah is. But at least Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala made manna. So today we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman. When He is happy with us, Allah bless us with His pleasure. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Nigahum e sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Medina. That if a person can bring the message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his heart, if a person can bring the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it his way of life, then kingdom will mean absolutely nothing. And many a time we hear here, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, the king of Balkh, how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it into his heart, the kingdom meant absolutely nothing to him. Now he's sitting on a riverbank and mending his own clothing, where he had everything regal and everything royal. He had servants and everything was there for him. But when he understood the mission of life, he understood the object of life, when Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his passion and his way of life, then this kingdom means absolutely nothing. That this is fani, this is temporary, this is going to perish. Let us build our castles and let us build our mansions in Jannah, which will be eternal. Let us try and achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kingdom also will mean absolutely nothing compared to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting in the royal court when the morsel of food falls from his hand and he is nudged and told that, what are you doing? This is the royal court. Yeah, you don't do things like that. You don't, what falls from your head, you leave it. And the top of his voice, if it was me, I would have hidden my face somewhere behind somebody else. But at the top of his voice, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala said, should I leave out the way of my beloved friend, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for these stupid people? These people who you feel are very, very noble. We are looking for success in democracy, in communism, in socialism, in thisism, and in thatism, and in every other way of life. But our success is only in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Sukoon hai jahan, tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon hai jahan hai nizam-e Madina. That where are you looking for comfort? Where are you looking for solace? Where are you looking for peace? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us where peace is. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Take heed, open your ears and listen. In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there lies serenity, there lies peace of mind, there lies contentment of heart, and that is in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you wake up in the morning, read the dua. When you go and sleep at night, read the dua. When you are eating, read the dua. When you are wearing your clothes, read the dua. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This was the compassion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that today we are mu'mineen, today we are believers, we are enjoying the fruit of the efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. That is why our elders always use this word, Qurban Jai. May we be sacrificed on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we, our parents, our children, may everything be sacrificed on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That our success in the akhirat, that we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the sacrifices and the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, in the last couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, taking his own name, but giving sabak to everybody, to people like me, that ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. That any person who will become a servant of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any person who will make sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to him, any person who will tread this path, like that couplet we read just now, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste, that the person will be linked not to Jannah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of Jannah. What is Jannah? A creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What one Jannah? Billions of Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create. And the beauty of Jannah is going to be always increasing. But the creator of Jannah, we will be linked to the creator of Jannah. We will follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless me and everybody else with the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us tawfiq of bringing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this dunya with iman, husna khatima, with afiyah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولان العظيم. As we heard in the Ash'ar, the love of Medina Sharif and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this time of the year, Rabiul Awwal, the many parts of the world, many people are making Milad, Eid Miladun Nabi, in the praises and the honor of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some places it goes out of the limit also, it leads to a lot of bid'at and some things even more than that. But from as we learned and our Kabir have taught us, that for us to celebrate the honor and the purpose of the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only for one day or one month, but it is every moment of our life. And if we bring the sunnahs into our lives from morning to night,
from birth to death, we are all the time celebrating the coming of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what really we should be doing, and it's not difficult, and that is what is the purpose of coming here, that we learn the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we start following accordingly also all the relevant duas when we get up in the morning. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. And together with that, at the same time, we rub our eyes with our palm. That's another sunnah again. So many sunnahs. And then when we go to the toilet, we read the dua. It's another sunnah. We step in with the left leg. Another sunnah. Everywhere. And Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, has written that when going in the toilet, and in the toilet now, it's not today what everywhere, but in the days of before, to sit, they had two little walls where you sit, and then everything falls there, and it should collect there in those days. So if any one of us, our toilet is, if it's a flat toilet, and it is a little bit raised, then step on there with the right leg, go into the toilet with the left leg. But you step on there, because it's a higher place, you step on there with your right leg. And when you get off from there, then you first get off with your left leg, you are going down. When you come out of the toilet, then with the right leg you come out. Hazrat's previous kitabs hate this, and many people could not understand why, how is this here. And Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, in his kitab of Sunnah, he has written this. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq of. So we see every moment there it is sunnah. And that is really living and the purpose of the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That we, all the du'as, all our lifestyle. And also another very important thing, that we say our success is only in the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Following in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should understand the opposite is also very, very, very true. Following any other lifestyle is our failure. We are doomed to failure in any other lifestyle. The lifestyle for the whole of mankind. And we are readers of the kalima. We are admitting and we are acknowledging this here. So we should even more, and we should remind our people, all people, to come onto the sunnah. And how many people, hakims, scientists, philosophers, have written that what the value of each is, sunnat is. And nobody can fathom it. And what we are writing is according to our understanding. What the model that Allah has sent for us, Rasul-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there couldn't be a better model. Is a model sent by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us that yaqeen that we have to follow in His way. How He has brought deen to us, in that way. And also, not only deen must be the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Times will change, not times, people change in times. So they will change, and they will want to change deen also. But no, we must follow that what Rasul-e-Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the same way to propagate deen. That will also have to be done in the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter what new methods come, what are within the limits of Sharia, all right. But otherwise, the system is that system of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should always cherish that system and always desire that system. A beautiful example that is given about this: if a person on his wedding day, and his bride to be had sent him a pair of shoes, and she insisted that you must wear these shoes on your wedding day. But those shoes were a bit tight for him. They weren't fitting him. Now, will it be at all wise for him to chop his toes and now let the shoes fit, because the shoes are but small size and his legs are not fitting? Nobody will ever do that. Eh? So we can't change deen to suit us. We have to change to suit deen. We have to fit into deen. Deen doesn't has to fit in us as we want it. That this is too difficult for us, that is too difficult, we don't understand this. We're changing everywhere, chopping and cutting and trimming. Then what deen will be left? Also another beautiful example of this that is given, a person, and again it's just an example. And some people, when this example is cited, they think we support that idea. Not at all. This is just an example. A person wanted a lion tattooed on his hand. Now, to tattoo is totally haram. It's not jais at all. So when he went to the person who was doing it, and that person pricked him with a needle, and it pained. So he jumped and he asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm making the tail of the lion." So he said, "It's too painful. You can't have a lion without a tail." So then he pricked him again too painful, again he jumped. "What are you doing now?" "Making the ear of the lion." So he said, "You can't have a lion with one ear also." So he said, "Okay." Then he pricked him again too painful. "Now what are you doing?" "The other ear." He said, "You can't have a lion without ears. So what lion you going to have? If everything is too difficult and you don't want to bear the pain, what lion you going to have?" So Islam also, if we want the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things are, Fajr is too difficult for me, so alright, no Fajr. I can be a Muslim. Who can say I'm not a Muslim if I don't make Fajr? And if I don't make it with Jamaat? No, I am a Muslim still. So it's alright without Fajr. Then, for example, musical tones on the phone. Who say I'm not a Muslim if I can't take the trouble of removing the musical tone and I listen to it? So even with that, then intermingling of sexes, parda is too difficult. We can't maintain it. How can we live with parda? Too difficult. So you live without that also. Everything is too difficult for you. Then what Islam will we have? So in all this, that little difficulty we have to bear. And there is no gain without pain. And we have to make that little sacrifice, that little bit effort. And it's not long. And this is the purpose of coming to Khanqah. The tarbiyat is a certain period and we apply ourselves correctly. Allah give us tawfiq. Then the deen becomes our way of life. Then it's not difficult. Now you can't do without deen. A person who has got deen in him, if he got up 10 minutes before Fajr, how he rushes, and perhaps he won't even go to do his istinja, he'll obey, but my Fajr mustn't become qaza. We are travelling and it's raining and you have to make your asr time is going. Now you become so restless. I have to make my asr. And in fact, there are those people also, Allah give us tawfiq also, they plan their whole journey that they'll spend the extra half an hour, but I must get my asr in this masjid here. By then we will be there, and with Jamaat I will make my asr. Though on safar you can make it at a garage, wherever you are traveling, but mashallah, there are those people even today that they plan their journey and they make their namazes with Jamaat everywhere. So that little pain we take, and it's a little while, then it becomes your nature. For example, now my wife doesn't wear parda, she's walking around free everywhere, and now for her to bring her into parda is difficult. But once they will come into it, then not to be in it, that will be difficult. How can another man see my face? How can I show my face to other people? The man will feel, my wife, other people must look at her just like that freely. We won't be able to tolerate it. So it's just little while of effort and then it becomes nature. And then it becomes joy. And all what we hear when we reach that stage of the love of Medina Sharif, then it's a joy. For many of us, it's a formality. We're going for Hajj, we'll go for Ziyarat also, we go to Medina. And then it becomes like a duty. But when we gain this reality, Allah bless us with it. For that, this little bit effort. And then it becomes a real joy. And then you look forward to it. You enjoy it. There are so many people, 1 o'clock at night, they go to the Rozai Mubarak. They will go 2 o'clock at night. Because now they got that enjoyment. And they want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab, this question, and this also applies to many of us, and Hazrat has replied it also very beautifully. He writes, Hazrat, bad nazri se bachne ke liye apni puri koshish karta hoon, aur is amal mein baaz aukaat shadeed takleef bhi hoti hai. That as far as controlling my gaze, he says, I try my very best, and at sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes the temptation comes so strong. that woman looks like that or whatever, that temptation is so strong, so I tolerate all this. Kya hoti hai? Lekin halawat iman ka jo wada hai, uske lazzat aur surur kabhi mehsoos nahi hota. But the promise that you will get the enjoyment of the sweetness of iman in the heart, I say, I don't feel that. I'm making my effort, I'm doing it. Hadith says you will feel that sweetness of the heart in your sweetness of the love and the sweetness of iman. You'll feel it in your love. But I'm not getting there. So there is a very important question. We all, many times we go through this. Kya usme meri koi kotahi hai? Am I still lacking in this? What is it that I must do more so I can get that sweetness of iman in my heart and I can feel that sweetness? Hazrat writes, guna se bachne mein jab nafs mein gham hoga. When you save yourself from committing guna and you feel that difficulty in you. And this is in everything, in guna also. We make our namaz, we can try, you make a namaz, just let your thoughts stray. Easy to make that namaz. Try and make one rakat, two rakat with concentration. Now see how hard it is. Now the difficulty, you are going to keep your thoughts. And at the end of namaz, if you try, at the end of namaz, you would like sort of, you not curse yourself, but you taunt yourself. What a namaz you made again. No concentration in your namaz. But the other namaz, well, we just carry on. You'll make lot of nafil also, lot of tahajjud. And it's easy to make also when you don't have to give your attention. But when you have to give your attention, then it's not so easy. So all gunas, all these things, in order to save them, the nafs goes through difficulties. To ruh mein noor paida hoga. Then by this, noor comes into the heart. Nigai chashmi or nigai kalbi, dono ko bachaye. And Hazrat advises here, perhaps you are lacking in this, to him Hazrat says, that save the eyes of your head also and the eyes of your heart also. In other words, you are saving your eyes, but don't think about, don't fantasize also. Don't imagine also, don't think about bad. Perhaps he's still involved in that, that's right. Abhi ihsas bedar nahi hua. That realization hasn't still become alive in you. That is this ihsas, that feeling that I have to fulfill Allah's commandment. That Allah Ta'ala will bless me with the sweetness of iman. That a person just, by the way we make our namaz, by the way we are Muslims also, but our main object is dunya, it's difficult to achieve this. When you devote yourself to it, like for knowledge it is said, when you give your whole self to knowledge, then knowledge will give you a little bit of it. That is just the knowledge of deen itself. And for deen itself and for Allah, till we don't devote ourselves totally and we dreaming that we have got Allah, it doesn't work like that. To get Allah, Allah Ta'ala is very, Allah is everything. And we want to give practically nothing and we want to get Allah. No, this effort has to be made like that. Jaiza lijiye. Take a check of yourself, check yourself. Ke ainan, qalban, qaliban, kahi kisi guna mein ibtila to nahi hai. That with your eye, with your heart, with your body. Aren't you somewhere perhaps in some guna stuff? That you are close to females all the time? Or that you are, with your eyes you are looking, your thoughts all the time? And with all this here, and you still expect that you're going to get Allah, the most valuable, the most precious. Jab gunaon se mukammal ijtinab naseeb ho jayega, then when you save yourself from all gunas, not only the guna of the eye, there are many other things. We have to see our income, we have to see our food. Today, what and what don't we eat? What we just will go for shopping and we just put in the things in our trolley. What things we are eating? A lot of things we have to protect ourselves from. Ghibat, backbiting is so common. Taunting, looking down upon people, pride, vanity, thinking, I'm so many things. When you save yourself from all these gunas, to ehsas bedar ho jayega. Then that realization will become alive. That is first, that realization of the consciousness of Allah, the consciousness of deen, that what the value of deen is, The consciousness of Quran Sharif for us, normally Quran Sharif is one kitab. We read it, etc. But when do how many of us perhaps, there may be that when we take the Quran, that this is the kalam of my Allah. This is the message Allah has sent me for my salvation, for my success in this world, and that firm yaqeen that only in following the Quran will I get success. All the psychology of the world, the science of the world, and everything else that is not only one side, it's nothing. It's wrong. Only the Quran is right with that conviction. So this has to be brought into a person. Then you will get the feeling of that enjoyment, the sweetness of Iman, then you will feel it. When a person is ill, and high fever, and his taste buds are also now not working, so he doesn't get the enjoyment of biryani. In fact, he doesn't want to see biryani in that state. And when he sees something like this, nice samosas, fried samosas, etc., sometimes you even want to spew. You can't even take that smell. So when you will be healthy, then you'll get the enjoyment. Then you'll enjoy the biryani, everything. Hazrat gives an example. Itar ki khushbu jab mehsoos hoti hai, jab badbu dhul jati hai. You get the enjoyment of putting itar when the dirt and the smell of your sweat, you have washed it out. If you are full in sweat and your body is smelling and then you put itar, it doesn't help. First wash it away. So all the gunas first have to be removed. Lekin baaz dafa سابقہ گناہوں سے توبہ کے باوجود حلاوت و لذت کا ادراک نہیں ہوتا. حضرت says that sometimes it happens in spite of making توبہ of our gunas also. And توبہ also is not just one time we say توبہ or two, three times. But the people when we read, when they made توبہ, how the nights they spent, how they cried in front of Allah. So this tawbah, in spite of us having made that tawbah, we still don't get that enjoyment and sweetness. In fact, one student, black student from one foreign country, he asked me, he says, he unfortunately broke his Ramadan roza, so he had to give kafara. He had to keep the rozas, kafara rozas. He said, I kept my 60 plus 1, but still I haven't got that sweet, I'm not relieved, I'm not feeling still that guna is off. So he kept another 61. So this is that feeling that the person has got. So these, we just think we are very good Muslims and we look down upon others, but we don't know. One student, like a bit naughty, he dropped a Quran Sharif. And then we reprimanded of him, but he said, I kept one roza as kafara that I dropped the Quran Sharif. So we dropped the Quran Sharif, we mishandle it, our disrespect, well, it means nothing to us. We don't have to do anything. On that point, it is advisable that whenever we make the khatam of the Quran Sharif or once a month, give some sadaqah that for every wrong I did in my with regard to Quran Sharif. And if we can give more of our namazes for everything, give some sadaqah. That whatever deficiency there was in my ibadat, I'm giving the sadaqah. So, jaise malaria utarne ke baad, bahut arsa tak plow korma ki lazzat ka idraak nahi hota. If a person had malaria, even after the remedy and the disease is gone, till a long time a person doesn't enjoy biryani, he doesn't enjoy wonderful months, all the toast and everything else, roast, he doesn't enjoy that still a long time. Rafta idrak hota hai, slowly, and this are physical things, material things, and this is spiritual things, not abstract things, spiritual things. So for this, how lot a person has to be clean and pure. His heart has to be clean, his mind has to be clean. These are the people then who enjoy joy. We all the time we planning evil things in our mind, looking down upon others. How can the pure nur of Allah come? Allah is pure, and He only comes in a heart which is pure. لہذا گناہوں سے بچتے رہو رہو, نگاہوں کو بچاتے رہو. So keep on staying away from all gunas. Be stay away from looking at wrong. Lazzat mehsoos ho ya na ho, whether you get the enjoyment or not. And don't even in fact that this guna, don't give it up to get that enjoyment. Like it is famous of that buzurg that he mentioned that if a person keeps quiet for 40 days for Allah's pleasure, then Allah will make the words of wisdom gush from his tongue. So he kept quiet for 40 days and not speaking at all. And then nothing happened. No words of wisdom came. So he asked that buzurg, why did you keep quiet? He said, the words of wisdom. So he said, you have to keep quiet for the pleasure of Allah. Mm-hmm. This also we have to save our eyes, not for that enjoyment of Iman, but we have to do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then that happens. لذت محسوس ہو یا نہ ہو, حلاوت عطا ہو رہی ہے, ابھی محسوس نہیں ہو رہی. That sweetness of Iman is coming, you are still not finding it, but it is coming. It is also, we can give an example, like atar, that a person is in a bottle, you don't get the smell. Open the bottle, you've got it, it's in your pocket, but you're not getting the scent of it. When you open it, you apply, then you will get it. So Allah Ta'ala is giving it, and a person is still not feeling it, but it is being given, and it is coming into a person. And we just have to carry on, and for the pleasure of Allah. So all these conditions also, that is what we come to learn. We have to take it to heart, and then we have to apply it also. And then, like Ibrahim ibn Adham, he left his kingdom. How many other people who were crooks and robbers, they left all that, they came fully into the side. Then Allah bless it. We want to do half. In that case, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we'll get sawab for our actions, everything. But to become this awliya, and to have this nisbat, that is not just by the way that we're going to get it. For that, a real effort. For that, we are told, go and spend 40 days, spend them fully, properly, and in with all the spirit. And then again, it is dependent on the fadl, the kindness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala as well. When Allah blesses us, then a person will get. But that we half-heartedly, we try that, we read du'as, we read wazifas also, we'll see if it works. And like that, it doesn't happen like that. That yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, all these things have to be built. And with that full conviction, Allah does not deprive a person then. Then a person is definitely blessed. Allah Ta'ala give us these realities, inshallah.